Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. Bennett Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you guys this morning. Today is Wednesday, May 7th, and unfortunately not a victory Wednesday today, but it's fine. It's one loss, no big deal. Everyone needs to relax out there. Jesus H. Christ, you absolute lunatics on my feed last night. I mean, I feel like I need to send out like the hotline for you guys. Holy crap, dude. You got 130 of these left to go. You're going to burn yourselves out. Great to be here with you this morning. God bless. I got to stay online less. I started to lose my mind last night. Relax, everybody. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Not totally to your right, but I'm to your right's right.
My right's right. Yes, exactly.
Hey, how are you?
I'll save the best for last. Certainly, we have Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. I am not the best for last.
No, for once.
It is fun to have another face in this studio
morning. And another voice. We'd like to welcome to the program today the incomparable Major Garrett. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Last for last. Yeah, that's me. That's me.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm in San Diego. Everything is great.
Everything is fantastic. It's great to have you in here this morning.
And look, you want to concentrate a bad bullpen night all in one night.
Yeah, yeah. Knock it all out.
All in one inning.
Knock it all out. One inning.
I guarantee you that's what they were saying. They're like, we've been lights out. We blew it up all last night.
Yeah.
Back to zeros.
Back to the drawing board, as it were. But yeah, Major Garrett, I got this text from Paulie, and he said, hey, Major's going to come in and co-host on Wednesday. I said, well, do I need to be there? You know, because if you're going to be here, do I really, what's the purpose of me?
The proper phraseology is assist at the margins.
Assist at the margins. I like that. I like that. That's like how A.J. Preller treats the deadline sometimes. You have to buy on the margins.
Right.
But man, what's going on? What are you in town for?
So there's a Waves Festival, first ever, at UCSD yesterday. It'll be at Balboa Park today. It's sponsored by the Prebys Foundation. It is to bring together thought leaders throughout San Diego, technology, biotech, academics, and artists and whatnot to talk about the future of San Diego. There was a tremendous presentation yesterday about future of urban redevelopment in downtown core San Diego. Lots of conversations about UCSD, its integration in the community, both academic and otherwise. And they asked me to come out and be the MC yesterday, which I was. I'm going to do a thing this afternoon with the head of all the very, very sports clubs, San Diego FC, the Padres, San Diego Wave, talk about how the sports teams market themselves in a community that has lots of different dimensions, lots of different fan bases. And then I fly back to D.C. on a red eye and get back to work Thursday morning.
Unbelievable,
you know,
man.
It's funny. We weren't asked as thought leaders in San Diego to take part in in this conference.
But I'm sure it was an oversight.
Damn, I'm sure. Yeah. If anyone is unfamiliar with Major Garrett, well, you don't listen to the program enough, but Major is a San Diego local, Claremont native.
Who yes, going, my mother would correct you and say Kearney Mesa.
Kearney Mesa, all right, fair enough. Kearney Mesa.
I don't know why my mother had a real hang-up about
that's fine. It is always a little bit confusing. I mean, we're technically maybe in Kearney Mesa right now as well because we're up on the hill, and I've never really understood.
I think if I let the weeds go in the lawn, half the weeds were in Claremont Mesa, the rest were in Kearney Mesa.
Yeah, it's a little confusing up here on the hill.
Lines were very carefully drawn.
Major has gone on to a brilliant career in the television news business. Currently, still as a CBS chief Washington correspondent.
That is correct.
You will sometimes see him filling in as the anchor on the CBS Evening News. Kind of like I now fill in as the anchor on the ABC 10 local news now.
You guys are just the same.
Props
to you, good sir.
I have been news anchoring lately, just pressed out of course, desperation, I think, from my bosses with a lack of available bodies. But
I wouldn't say that at all. I'm sure you deliver a sterling broadcast.
I will definitely be picking your brain this morning because I have done so without any real formal training.
Yeah.
Now, all I do is watch people like you and emulate. So if you've got any tips, I'm certainly more than willing to listen and try to incorporate them into my
lesson. Speak
I'm on next
English
week again.
Slowly.
They do say that I speak as a sports guy way faster than the other news anchors.
They say that
the producers who write, you know, they specifically write for amounts of time. Like, okay, this is a 35 second VO.
This is a 35 second read.
Except you read it in 28 seconds.
So trying to get through it.
We gotta write more copy for our show because Ben is going to, you know, essentially say
how we're
gonna
pad out that last 10 seconds.
Yeah.
He's running off the rails.
Do they give you the stretch?
Yeah. Well, I get it in my ear now because we don't even have a floor director anymore in
the
studio.
Yeah, those things have sort of gone by the wayside.
So I'll get that in the ear. Yeah, we got 27 seconds here at the end to fill. Okay, well,
I
do 4 hours every morning.
That's
so
right. You know what a vamp
seconds is.
You can vamp
for
with
me.
The best. Well, it's good to have you in, man. I'm glad you're in town. Now, I get asked to do a lot of MC things and whatnot, and I'm certainly not as gracious as you are. I would not have flown across the country and then gotten on a red eye to come back to MC something, but I think there's definitely value in what you're doing. Mine are more on the school fundraiser, things
right,
like
yes,
that.
Of course,
yeah.
Sure.
Listeners asking me to MC like Little League stuff.
And right.
It's a little bit different of a ball game, the fields that we're playing on, Major. But, man, it's great to have you. I know
but
you love
it. There's a real reason I came out and jumped on this opportunity. So I don't know if we discussed this the last time I was here, but I bought a house in my old neighborhood in February. My amazing, brilliant, and beautiful wife has been here renovating it. The renovation's done. We refinanced the loan. And I hadn't seen the house since April of last year when it was basically the same thing as we bought it.
Yep.
Which was not the way we wanted it to be, if
sure.
you get my meaning.
I do.
So I've been staying there. I got to see the house.
Got your own place.
And it's spectacular.
Nice.
It's so great. It is so great. So you're wondering, well, why'd you buy a house in San Diego,
oh,
Major?
Yeah.
Because this is the destination, folks.
Yeah.
What are we talking? What's the timeline here?
I can't be too specific, but it will be much sooner than later.
Nice.
Nice. I like the end of my radio career.
Thanks, Major. You'll be a regular at Petco Park.
There are contractual obligations I must adhere to, so I'll just be vague and say sooner rather than later.
Yeah, for sure. I totally get the vagaries of it, man. It's great to have you here. We'll talk some baseball. We'll talk some life, some everything that's going on. Major is well-versed in everything. In fact, maybe you guys can help me with my latest conundrum.
Okay.
I think I am, but today is May 7th, and it is a big day in this country. Does everybody know why May 7th is a big day in our country? No, it's not because it's National Coconut Cream Pie Day. That's a big one.
That was my first guess.
We already got through May the 4th be with you and Cinco de Mayo. How many important days can we have in the first week of May?
A lot. This is a national day. Today is the day that we are supposed to have our real IDs.
The real ID deadline day.
By the way, that's been going on for about 6 years.
Yeah.
Well, guess who waited until the very last?
It's been in motion for nearly 20 years.
20 years. There you go. It came to my attention about 5-6 years ago of like, my wife, you need to get a real ID. I'm like,
I'll get one. Relax. Does my driver's license still work? Yes, you have to get one. You have to get one. Pandemic hit. Everything kind of went on hold. I had no idea that the entire planet went out and got a real ID in the moment that you could after the pandemic.
I
asked Ben, he goes, I did it like 5 years ago. You have one, Paulie?
I got mine like 2 or 3 years ago.
All right. So I go on to the DMV website last week. And I'm looking for all the stuff that I need.
With all the other procrastinators.
Correct.
Okay.
So I need a passport. Got it. Uploaded. I said, all right, man, I'm as boomer as it gets, but I'm gonna attempt this.
Yes.
I got it done. Uploaded my passport. Great.
Blood pressure rising.
Then they say we need two other forms. A mobile phone bill. So I go, oh, God. All right. I logged in. I got the PDF, downloaded it to my computer.
Not T-Mobile, because you're not a teenage girl.
Correct. Screenshotted.
Bullets of sweat now forming.
Screenshotted
on his forehead.
With my address. Got it. That's it. Car registration. Run out to the car, grab it. Again, I go, I got all my stuff done. It's done. It's in. Now, schedule an appointment. Looked, clicked on it. I said, great. Wednesday, today. Clicked on it. Booked the time for 11:30 this morning. I'm good to go in the Oceanside division. Great. Yesterday, I go, ooh, I've got my DMV appointment tomorrow. Let me get all my stuff together. Let me grab that text that they sent me again and look at it and just double check with the time. Guys, I booked this thing for July 23rd. That was their first available appointment. July 23rd, you guys.
It is a Wednesday.
And I looked at it and I go, well, what? I go,
it's May 7th, though.
I go, it's May 7th. I go, this is the next. So I go, all right, hang on. This must be wonky. Let me cancel this one. And I'll just go in and rebook another appointment for today, tomorrow, Friday, whatever.
Oh, my God.
I go in. Next available appointment is July. I go to the one in San Marcos. Next available appointment is in August. And I'm sitting there going, I'm flying to Philly. I'm flying to England. You have to have now apparently a real ID to fly. No more driver's license. A passport I think might work.
Will still work.
But they said the real ID, everyone's got to get one. I have no appointment. So at some point this week, probably Friday after the show, instead of going home, relaxing, doing whatever, I now go to stand in line. Get in line at the DMV at about 10:30 somewhere.
I do believe, yes.
There will hardly be anybody there.
This is the worst week probably
passport
ever
will
to be a
work.
Walk-in.
So if I have a passport, but then I got to carry my passport around me everywhere
I go.
That's
why you should have got your real ID.
But I'm trying to get my real ID, Paulie. They don't have any appointments.
They did it, 3 years ago.
It's not like walking across the Sahara to carry your passport. All right.
It's kind of is. It's pretty comparable, man.
It's like the Nefu Desert in Lawrence of Arabia or something.
It's pretty
comparable.
It's just
your passport.
I mean, have you ever tried
putting
it in your
pocket, front or back?
Really? Mm-mm. Hang on. Let me get this thing out.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Woods wears very tight pants.
I do. So I don't know.
But,
like,
they're the elastic spongy kind, aren't
so
they?
I don't know what to
pants,
do.
Pants, I mean?
Do I need to get one? I need to get one, though, because everybody has one. Also, my license is expiring on my birthday anyway, so the timing is, you know, I need to get my...
You will have a blast at the DMV.
So that's what I'm up. I just have to go wait, right?
The great part now about waiting at the DMV is
nothing.
That, well, you'll get a letter number combination, like G72. And you'll be waiting there, but they'll keep calling the other letters like B46, like you're playing bingo or something. And they never get, it's like, oh, and then they finally get to a G and you think, okay, here we go. G12. And you realize 60 G's away, and G's are only called every like nine announcements. So I'm going to be here forever.
I know you're a big reader.
I am. It's a good place to read.
So I've got three words for you.
Read a book.
War and Peace.
War and Peace, yeah. No, it's funny. We've talked a little bit about this before on the show. Major, you're in entertainment, you know, as it were. You're in media.
They don't really call it entertainment at that level.
It's media.
It's news. It's serious.
It's the media. But, okay, I think you'd be lying to me, Ben, and Paul.
Podcast that you're on.
And the audience. I think you'd be lying to us if you said that there are doors that open for you that may not be available to other people. And I don't just mean with work. There's probably a restaurant that's, oh, Major Garrett's here. I mean, you know, everybody's got something, a little, what we call them in the biz is a little hookup. A little hookup to get something. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm very...
You're judicious
very,
with it.
Very, very reluctant to do that.
I am the same way.
Especially with his Claremont DMV hookup.
So that's, that leads...
complete opposite.
That leads to my next thing. I used to have, when I first started on the radio, it was the greatest hookup on the planet. And it was a girl that listened to our show, that absolutely loved our show, that worked at the DMV.
Mm.
And she said, you got anything? Car registration? Anything? Just come on in. Give me like the wink and I will front of the line. And I will take the, I'd take that over a private plane. I really would. I would take that over a car service. The ability to walk into the DMV and be like, sorry, suckers, and go right to the front and be like, yep, I'm in and out in 15 minutes.
I am a special.
It was, I'd take it over free pod race. I'll take it over anything, anything. Like, I can go to the clubhouse today, or if they're back in town, I could sit on Manny's lap if I wanted to. I mean, he wouldn't be mad, he wouldn't like it, but I could technically do it.
You should try it.
I would trade my credential for a DMV hookup so fast it'd make your head spin. Not she, to that person.
I take it she is retired from
she's
her
not, she's no longer there.
DMV
she's
service.
She's no longer there. Lindsay, I miss you so much. You have no idea how much I miss you, man.
If there are any Lindsay-adjacent employees of the DMV, please email or text immediately.
This is just going to be, it's going to be so rough. So I'll try to get it done, because I got to get, like I said, license got to get renewed, got to get the real ID, got to get all that stuff done. But I can't believe I looked at that calendar. You know, the calendar right. pops up for available appointments, and you just see the, oh, it's a Wednesday, I'll click that. And I looked at this, and I went, oh my God, it's in July.
But
that's
look,
after my flight.
There is a reason why you didn't get it, because this, like I said, it's been going on for 20 years, and what states have consistently done, and the federal government has been complicit in this, is set a deadline and letting it slide.
Correct.
So letting it slide, because they know there's a great number of people out there who haven't done it, and they don't want to kick grandma off
yeah.
the flight going to see their grandchild for the first time ever.
We've got
and
people
deal with all the political blowback from that.
We've got people in the chat right now saying, I have never heard of a real ID. I have no idea what this is. Do I need to get one? I think the answer is unequivocally yes. I think you have to get a real ID.
And basically what it is California, because it has such an enormous number of people to serve, has been a little bit behind on this. The District of Columbia, where I live,
yeah.
near the front of the line for a couple of reasons. Small jurisdiction. And sits right where the Department of Homeland Security is. They put out the regulations. The D.C. government said, we're going to put that in because we have a lot of travelers in this place. We don't want to be trapped in any sort of deadline whenever it happens. So I've had a real ID for at least, I don't know, 12, maybe 15 years.
Wow. God, dude. So everyone's saying if you have a passport, you're fine.
Passport is fine.
I understand that. If I get pulled over by a police officer, and I have an expired license, which right. it will again.
The passport
again,
will not help
the
you.
The passport's not going to help me. My license expires on my birthday this year, which is July 19th, and so I have to get this done anyway. Might as well get the real
ID.
That's
what happened with me. I had to get a new license anyways, yeah. and I was like, do you want to just get your real ID now? I said, absolutely.
All yeah. I can say is bring the radio equipment with you to El Salvador.
I don't get it.
When you're deported.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to be deported.
Broadcasting from Seacoast.
I was like, what's he talking about? I'm not going to El Salvador. I also deport. That's not really funny. But I again, classic me, have just put this thing on.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know too many people that are like, oh, hell yeah, a trip to the DMV. And so I got to figure it out. So if anybody has any workarounds or ideas, maybe a place that you like to go, a DMV that's less crowded on certain times, I'd be willing
now,
to listen.
I go to a place in Escondido that's like a separate independent service.
Is that like AAA?
Similar.
Yeah.
They do DMV services.
Is this in a back alley, Paulie? Because you're not telling me the name of it right now.
It's a guy. It's a guy who knows a guy. I'll tell you all about
I'm
it.
Here in El
here.
Centro in yes. The chat. Yes.
But yes. It's good for like car registration and stuff. They can get it done, printed for you right there.
Even a real ID?
You walk right up to the desk. Yeah. I don't know about a real ID.
All right.
Though,
I'm just going
to
go
do
that.
DMV
it's called Alfred's Sorta.
Yeah,
ID.
Yeah.
Right.
It's that guy in the movie that, like, Clint Eastwood shows up to, and he's like, here's your IDs, here's your credit cards, here's your passport. You're like, all right, here's the 50 grand or whatever. Man, I need to get that done. I'm going to have to get that done in the next couple of days. I'm not looking forward to it even a little bit, but I figured you guys could help. You guys weren't much help to me.
No. We're going to take a quick time out. We are going to pay off the incorporator very early today because Jesse paid off the incorporator early in the broadcast yesterday. The award was diptych. Major, do you know what a diptych is?
I'd rather not say.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not even seven.
It's a two-piece art installation, and that was the word that Jesse had to incorporate into the game last night. Padres, Yankees, so we'll pay that off for you. Get you set up with the menu for the program today on a Major League Wednesday. We got Major here. We're working on the Big League Wednesday portion of that still. Paulie's got some feelers
Major
out, so
works.
We'll let you know.
But I was
Major
told
League
there
Wednesday
would be coffee.
Works. Were you?
I was told there would be
not
coffee.
Not by us, because we know better.
Coffee somewhere.
Yeah, we can find something for you. That is Major Garrett, Stephen Woods, Paul Reindl. I'm Ben Higgins. Kelly Danick's got traffic, and we are off and running here on a Wednesday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000-466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
First, though, on a Wednesday morning at 6:21, we're going to tell you about 7 Mile Casino, which, by the way, is open.
Wide
Wednesday
open.
At 6:21. It's 24/7. One of the few places in San Diego that you can go for entertainment, that you can go for a great meal at any time of the day, any day of the week.
Definitely not as crowded as the DMV. Definitely a much better experience for you than going to the DMV. You don't have to wait in line. You're going to be able to find a table. Something that you like to do, California-style blackjack, pie gal poker, Texas Hold'em, or Baccarat.
Yeah, it's upscale. You don't have to drive deep into the East County. It's a quick trip down the 5 freeway into Chula Vista. The food is fantastic. It's Sammy's Wood-Fired Pizza inside 7 Mile Casino. But, of course, they got the 24/7 players menu. So if you got a hankering at 6 a.m. or 4:30 p.m., whatever, they've got amazing menu items. The beautiful patio that's right there on San Diego Bay. So many different reasons to check out 7 Mile Casino. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Conflicting reports in here. We just had somebody call in and say, go to the DMV late at like 4:30 or 5. They're going to want to get you out of there real quick. I don't buy it. I mean, I just don't. I don't
I'm
buy.
Just telling you what he said.
That happens ever. Because never have they been like, hey, let's work extra fast and hard in here to get that done.
Dude, don't disparage the people.
No,
at the
I know
DMV.
They're
not at this particular moment of peril in your real ID extravaganza life.
I don't mean to. I just mean that usually when you go in, they're like, so, I mean, look, it's not an easy gig, and they sit in there and they're like, bro, you got to wait. Everyone's got to wait. Like, there's the fact that I had a girl that would let me walk the front of the line, honestly, is better than any bottle service I've ever had, better than anything ever.
I've had good experiences at the DMV. If there's ever any trouble, it's always the fellow patrons. Those are the people who really slow down the process. They're not ready. They don't understand the instructions.
Well,
they can't instructions on a screen.
It's not easy, man. Yeah. It's not easy. They make it as difficult as they can. But all right, so I'm gonna go in. Chris says, yeah, go in late. Once you're in, they will not kick you out. They want you to get home, so they'll work fast. All right, I'll put this to the test at some point. I'm also asleep by like 5:30, so it's kind of a tough time for me, but we'll figure it out.
All right, Paulie, you got the setup for the Incorporator yesterday. Jesse Agler joined us at 7:30 yesterday, and we talked Padres baseball, of course, and gave him his Incorporator word for a Tuesday. All right, let's do this. Paulie won't have it for you, but I've got it for you. Diptych.
Whoa, God!
It's an artwork consisting of two pieces or panels that together create a single art piece.
Diptych.
Beautiful.
Diptych. D-I-P-T-Y-C-H. Diptych. What?
Lovely.
Lovely. Great, Jesse Agler.
He wasted no time. Is this even before the first pitch yesterday?
Yes.
Wow, I like this.
If you listen to Padres broadcast, you'll hear Sammy pretty much take it right up to the wire, and then they go to a commercial break, and you hear the game open. Tony will usually start, do the lineups, and then pass the mic over to Jesse. But they still have some time to banter while the lineup cards are being exchanged, while the starting pitcher is finishing warming up, or what have you. So it was in that time before first pitch. So I guess this still counts, right? It was in the game broadcast.
It always counts.
Has not been thrown. Not that we're keeping score. Yeah, this was the pitch hadn't even been thrown yet. They were talking about the previous night's game, and Jesse decided to waste no time.
Going into the eighth inning, the Padres a 4-3 victory, and I think one of the important things to just kind of keep front of mind about that is that it wasn't just the comeback on the offensive side, right? Sort of that diptych of stories, the great relief pitching on one side, the clutch hitting on the other.
He's a legend.
Separate
He's a legend.
Frames, but one very big comeback picture.
He's incredible.
Oh, well played.
Yeah. There's nobody better, man.
He's the best.
We are incredibly blessed with Jesse.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't he amazing?
See, now, Major Garrett, I had no...
And he didn't even hesitate.
No.
Am I going to do this or not? Just barrel right on through.
Yep.
Perfect pronunciation. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
I have no doubt that you would also be quite successful in an Incorporator situation. If you were challenged to do so in one of your reports for CBS News at some point. We won't make you do it because I know that can be a little dicey.
You can't make me do it.
We can't make you do anything, but I know you would be quite adept.
It wasn't just the comeback on the offensive side, right? Sort of that diptych of stories.
The diptych of stories. You should have heard the word that Ben originally wanted to give him. Wow. That was a very creepy...
Unintentionally. We changed that out for Jesse. All right, we've got our Padres crap-up coming
crap up
next.
Today, yeah.
I will warn everybody. There are approximately 2,500 Major League Baseball games played every season. It's a rough estimate. Not every one of them is a lesson to be learned. Honestly, sometimes a game is just played, and then you play another one the next day.
Sometimes a game is just a game.
That's
what we say when we lose like we lost last night. Just a game.
No, you know what? To be fair, sometimes a win is just a win, too.
Yeah,
and
true.
It's not a herald of great things to come. It's not a sign of turning things around. Sometimes a game is just a game. But there are some interesting things to discuss in last night's loss, which, of course, included a 10-run inning for the New York Yankees. We'll get to the highlights coming up next. The return of Jackson Merrill as well. We will give away some Padres tickets, maybe a little bit earlier today. We did it late in the show yesterday. We got a pair of tickets to the Padres-Angels game 1 week from today, next Wednesday, May 14th. It is the reversible retro bucket hat night. You can get your tickets at Padres.com/tickets, but we'll give those away coming up on the program. All of our regular features, including Don't Do This, Take on Woods, and the Rondle Report, as well as we take you to 10 o'clock this morning here on 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, let me tell you guys about Underdog, one of the best places to make picks during the basketball playoffs that are going on currently right now. You can mix and match sports, certainly. I played a little baseball last night. Got pretty close, but no cigar. It happens, man. Daily fantasy, you know how it works. Just choose whether a player will go higher or lower on any one of their stats, like points, assists, in baseball, runs scored, home runs. You guys know how this thing works. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. In fact, I played with $2 last night. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Download the Underdog app today. Sign up with the promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Woods. You got to be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, 19 and over in Colorado for some games, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona, and you must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. And in New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel naked. Woods pointed it out when I got here this morning. Has this ever happened? I'm sure it has. Major, I wonder if it's ever happened to Major Garrett.
I highly, highly doubt it.
He's had a rough morning.
I think I'm going to leave the room.
I forgot to put my belt on this morning.
The old Joey Tribbiani look.
Dressed.
Always a classic.
I am beltless and having to go into to work television today, which means I have to stop at like Target or something.
There's a Walmart right there.
I can go to Walmart.
I'm dying to see what belt.
DoorDashed before 10 o'clock.
Now, I asked for a DMV hookup. Does anybody have a belt that can run by the station for Ben?
Or a piece of rope. I think that would be really cool. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, he walked in this morning and I go, hey, where's your belt? And he goes, oh, no. He didn't notice.
I mean, my pants are not going to fall off without it. So it was really a superfluous piece of equipment at the moment.
It's for aesthetics at this point.
It's an ornament.
Well, listen, you know, if you didn't tuck your shirt in, no big deal. But your shirt's tucked in. You look like Joey Tribbiani right now from Friends, who every time he showed up on set, they never had a belt on. And it would make me insane when I would watch Friends. I'm like, bro, Joey's supposed to be like the sharp guy. He's like getting all the girls. I'm like, no girl's going to be with a guy with no belt on, ever. It's not going to happen. You're never going to get a phone number if that happens.
Yeah, I'm already in kind of my TV cash clothes since I'm not anchoring today. So if I'm going on camera, I definitely need a belt.
And then he was so flustered. He knocked his coffee over. He was like, it's just been... He's got Major Garrett in today.
I was getting dressed, and I remember the moment when I looked. Okay, don't forget to go back and put the belt on. But I got distracted, of course, probably something on the phone. Was looking up something Padres related, and then just walked right out the door without the belt.
Someone could also bring by some suspenders. I think those would be really cool.
I did buy suspenders for our tuxedo.
Or as the studio people in D.C. call them, braces.
Braces. Oh, yeah, nice. I like that.
Braces. Old school.
Well, we have, again, one of our favorite voices to talk Padres baseball with, joining us live in studio today, in Major Garrett. Major, when we win, now, we had a little flub on the air a month or so ago. Ben called, we called the wrap up, right? Very original. But Ben said the grap up. So when we win, you get the grap up.
Padres grap up.
There it is. Padres grap up. When you lose, you get the crap up. And this is.
I see.
Yeah, this is how we do crap up.
We will hear from Jesse and Tony right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
A shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres
crap up.
Presented by Hamul Casino. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort. The player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
Sheets, Merrill, and Machado, the runners at first, second, and third. First pitch, and Hayward takes a fastball. We might have a balk here. Yes, we do. It was awkward and weird, and there was something going on. And the second base umpire, Paul Clemens, came in, and now he and Schmidt, the pitcher, are arguing about it. So the Yankee manager, Aaron Boone, is going to jog out behind the mound, join that conversation. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Hayward swings, sends it in the air to left center field. Bellinger is coming over. He'll call off Grisham, make the catch awkwardly, tagging at third base. Merrill on his way. He will score, and a sacrifice fly for Jason Hayward makes it a 2-0 game here in the fourth. Dominguez, hard hit right side. Great diving attempt by Wade, but into right field. Fernando comes up firing towards third, and it gets by Machado, goes into the camera well in the dugout, and that will tie the game as Bellinger will come home to score. Tatis swings, lines it towards right center field. That's going to find the alleyway. That's going to get down and bounce. Cut off in the gap by Judge, but one run is scored as Sheets crosses the plate. It's an RBI double for Fernando Tatis Jr., and the Padres are back in front. It's 3-2. Morejon delivers, and Wells swings, rips it into right field, a base hit. That'll tie the game. Dominguez on to score. Fernando fires into second base. An RBI single for Austin Wells. A 3-3 game and three straight Yankee hits to begin the bottom of the seventh. Here's the 0-2 pitch, hit hard on the ground, up the right field line. That is a fair ball, going to cause trouble. Wells has scored. Goldschmidt is on his way and into second with a two-run double. Ben Rice, the Yanks' lead, is now 6-3. 3-2, runners go, and it's launched in the air, deep down the right field side, gone, a grand slam. Austin Wells with an exclamation point in this bottom of the seventh inning. A 10-run inning, and a Yankee lead is 12-3. De Los Santos delivers, and a chopper up the middle. Volpe to his left collects it near the bag at second base. The throw to first is in time, and the ball game is over. The Yankees explode for 10 runs in the bottom of the seventh inning as they erase a 3-2 deficit and go on to win this game 12-3. They have set up a rubber game here tomorrow night in the Bronx.
Bullpen's been fantastic. It's been tremendous. I mean, Morejon been tremendous. Wandy's been You guys can do your research too, but Wandy's been outstanding. You know, hadn't given up an earned run. Third in all relievers in weak contact. Top five in O strike percentage. Second in ground ball rate. So, you know, the other side's trying to. So, one of those games, one of those innings, and I will be more than happy to run them both out there tomorrow.
Well, I hope you don't, actually. They're probably a little bit taxed, Schulte. That is definitely just something you say if you're the skipper.
Can I just take issue with something Mike Schulte said?
Sure.
We all know, you and I know, everyone who was in that room, Dennis Lynn, Kevin Acey, they know how good the bullpen has been. They even know how good Wandy Peralta has been so far this season. He did not need to specifically specify. That's true. We know this. We do know this, Woods.
What's your issue?
Well, he just acts like you can look it up yourself how good they've been, as though someone was implying they haven't been good.
No, I think, look, if and Twitter is certainly no barometer, right, for rational takes a lot of the time. But, I mean, I saw Wandy's terrible. Morejon's been terrible. I don't know why everybody thinks they're good. Guys, I'm looking at the game logs for one Wandy Peralta. That dude had given up six hits. Six,
yeah.
All season. He's given up six hits, two earned runs. You got a string of lefties coming up at that point. And Morejon obviously did not have it last night. Yeah, the sinker wasn't sinking, and it didn't work. You know, the matchups were right. The process was right. The execution was wrong. Failed.
Look, would you rather have a slow oil leak, or would you rather the oil pan just fall off all at once?
Just fall off, man.
Just fall off.
Just fall off.
It's one game.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. Don't, bullet to the back of the head instead of pulling my fingernails out. Yeah.
It happens. And look, the game the night before was a magnificent Padre victory.
One of the best.
We took that game right out of their pockets.
Absolutely.
They were walking that victory halfway to the clubhouse.
Absolutely, they were. They had it locked down.
We were soaking wet, pissed off, frustrated, not going anywhere. And to pull that game out was astonishing.
Well, think about it. They had exactly what they wanted. They had their newly demoted setup guy, closer, in the setup role. Going to give him a little bit softer landing. Padres got to him. Well, then they put in their reliever, Luke Weaver, who had not given up a run all season.
Nothing.
And we get to him. Guys, it happens. You know, and I don't know that if you're a Yankee fan yesterday morning, maybe you were. You're like, Luke Weaver sucks. Now, you can say Devin Williams has not been great in New York, but listen, you're going to have those games. You flush it, you move on. We talked yesterday about the two most important words in baseball. So what? So what? You lost a game. You got to regroup. You got to figure out how to get a win with Dylan Cease on the bump today. The pressure is on Dylan Cease. He's got to perform. He has to perform. And we had a lot of chances last night to blow that game open. We did. Manny had a big one. Xander had a big one early. Runners on second and third. You know, they didn't come through. They came through the night before. Nobody in the history of baseball, Ben, when presented with an opportunity to drive in a run, has driven them all in. Ever. It's never happened. It's never going to happen. The game is too hard. So I think, you know, no need to panic. No need to fire anybody into the sun. No need to send anybody down. Just regroup, take a deep breath.
The quote that is attributed to Sigmund Freud, although I looked it up and he may never actually said it, is sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Yep.
There's not a deeper meaning to the loss yesterday. If you want to dig into it, Adrian Morejon has a track record of being good now. Since last season,
yeah,
he's been really solid out
when
of
healthy,
the pen.
Yeah.
Yeah, as Wood said, didn't have it. They attacked some first pitch. He was out there for, 10 pitches yesterday? It's hard to, you know, make any sweeping judgments about Adrian Morejon. He had a bad 4 minutes, and that was about it. As for Wandy Peralta, I think it's fair to wonder whether Wandy is good, bad. I mean, he wasn't great last year, obviously, for most of the season. Really good to start this year.
He's been great this season.
Our friend Clark, Letters to AJ had it yesterday, made a very compelling case that Wandy was tipping his pitches and the Yankees were signaling to the batters, including Austin Wells, right before the Grand Slam. You can see Cody Bellinger many times rubbing his head every time it's going to be an off-speed pitch. And they knew what was coming, which have made his outing look extremely ragged when the Yankees had every time they knew it was a fastball, every time they knew it was an off-speed pitch. And that's something they will need to address with Wandy Peralta if that was truly the case.
When you have hitters, lefty-lefty matchups, and they're hitting 200 on the season, and they're taking on soft changeups down, I mean, guys, look, they're big leaguers. It's not on the Yankees. It's on us. It's on Nick Pavetta twice in a week. It's on Pavetta for tipping his pitches to who was it?
Bailey was the one.
Yeah, Bailey, the Giants. Okay, so it's on Pavetta for showing his grip or keeping his glove. To John Boy had a great breakdown.
If
on
you
him.
Haven't seen the breakdown yet, go watch it. Yeah. It's on social media on John Boy. It was pretty wild to actually see zoomed in. Bailey's like on his tippy toes. He's not even hiding it. He's like trying to look into his glove.
For sure.
And you're like, what the hell is going on right now?
Yeah, so again, not a damn thing wrong with it.
No, it's competitive edge.
Competitive edge. And it's on us. It's on us to fix. Yeah. And it's on Wandy last night. If he's showing
don't think
his
we're
grip,
not looking.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We're watching everything, every pitch.
So again, I think that last night it was a perfect process. And that's the worst part about baseball and probably every sport. Your process can be as dialed in and make as much sense on paper. If the execution's not there and the other team, you know, he reaches out, pokes one out. Right. There's a knock. Okay, now, you know what I didn't like about Morihone? And it was those two disengagements basically.
He got a little rattled.
He was rattled, you know, and that at this point in his career is probably the thing that you look at and go, all right, man, like you can't get rattled and step off and try to get Volpe at second base. Just throw your pitches. You have absolute electric fire squirting out of your arm, man. Mm-hmm. Let it go. And it just didn't happen last night.
But beyond a bad inning and maybe tipping some pitches, there was nothing of concern in last night's game. The Padres had massively outhit the Yankees up to that point. In fact, they both finished with 10 hits. At the end of the night, Yankees just
one team scored 10 runs in an inning.
Got them all in one inning, whereas the Padres unfortunately spread them out judiciously throughout the game.
Well, and
King was good. Yeah, he made a mistake to Aaron Judge, a mistake that would have been an out in pretty much every other ballpark in baseball.
Certainly Petco.
Yeah, it was a home run in three ballparks. Yankee Stadium, Houston, Daikin Park, and Steinbrenner Field, which is the exact same dimensions as Yankee Stadium because they designed it that way for their spring training complex. So, really, it's one other park that's a home run. It's a routine flyout at Petco Park and most other ballparks that Tatis camps under and catches. So, you don't get that. You probably don't get the rest of the inning after that home run. Michael King was good. The offense was okay. I mean, obviously, they didn't hit with runners in scoring position. That's going to happen. I really don't see any deeper analysis in the loss last night other than, so what? Flush it, move on, try to win the series today.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I was getting tweets about, we haven't hit a three-run homer, we haven't hit a grand slam, and I'm like, guys, you know, you're 23-12. Without doing that, that's pretty good. You know, right here, KG says the lack of barrels has been talked about all season. Again, it's a results-based business. They're getting the good results right now. This is a team coming off. They just won six in a row. I'm not in here shilling for them. I love this team. I hate when they lose. I'm sick to my stomach when they lose. I snap at my family when they lose. It's personal. It absolutely is. I love them. And I want them to win a World Series, man. Problem is, you know, we can use that short porch, too. So we can cry all we want about Aaron Judge's Little League home run. That they don't move it back for the visiting team. It's there for us to use as well. We didn't. They did. You know, game over. But if they had our pitches, then that's on us, man. That's on the staff. That's on the pitchers. They got to do a better job at protecting their tells and all that. But again, look, I'm not going to lie and say, you know, I'm sitting here feeling ultimately confident about Max Fried going up against Max Fried with Dylan Cease on the bump. But I do get the sense at some point Dylan Cease will figure it out. He's too good not to. Why not today?
Despite the loss, Padres actually had a double dose of pretty good news yesterday, and we will talk about that as we get to our 7 o'clock hour in just a couple of minutes here. We will also have Don't Do This and going to be giving away some Padres tickets to next Wednesday's game, reversible bucket hat night at Petco Park. Stay tuned for all of it. Ben Woods, Paul Major Garrett on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.